This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to Parsha Shir, Parshas Mishpatim. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Three offerings for tonight. The first one is something we touched on just now in the Halacha Shir, and that is the opening Parsha of Parshas Mishpatim towards the end of Rishon. We're talking about personal injury, and the Pasuk says that if there was some sort of argument between men, v'hikka ish es reyehu, and one man hits another person, be'evin or be'egrif, with a stone or with his fist, v'lo yomas v'nofel mishkov, and he didn't kill him, but he caused bodily harm, then you have to pay various things, various heads of damages. That's the Gemara in HaChovel, deals with all that. And one of them is, you have to pay medical bills. And that's the end of the Pasuk, Rash Shifta Yitain, V'rapa Yirapa. You have to pay for the medical bills. Now, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Pehei Omd Aleph, darshans these words, V'rapa Yirapa, Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Roife L'Rafos. That from here we have permission for the doctor to heal. Now, what does that mean? Why do we need permission to go to the doctor? So says Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara. V'loy amrinan rachmona machi v'iyumasi. Because you could argue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to this person. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought the illness on this person. So who are you to start interfering? Says the Torah, v'rapa yirapa, that mikan shenitin rishus l'reif l'rapais. Therefore, a doctor is sanctioned, is allowed to get involved. That's by the Torah itself is telling us that. Now, Tosus has an interesting question. V'im Tomar says, why does it have to say it twice? Why does it have to repeat it? V'rapa yirapa, double expression. Just from one word, you could have learned this out. In other words, v'rapa, he cures him, he heals him. Why do you have to have the double expression? For Yeshloima says Tosus, the Hava Amina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, Make Bide Odom. When can the doctor intervene when the injury was brought about by another human being? Avul Choli Haba Bide Shemayim. But if it didn't involve another human being, this is a sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person, Rachman Lislan, had some sort of illness, whatever it may be. It may be flu, it may be something more serious. When you engage in medical practice, whether it's taking antibiotics or whether it's going to the doctor, whatever it is, maybe you're contradicting the Gezeres HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to have a cold or flu or whatever it may be. Kamash Malon Deshari. Kamash Malon, you are allowed to go to the doctor to get cured. So both for illnesses which are Bidei Odom and even illnesses which are Bidei Shemayim. That's how Tosus understands it. Now, there's a very beautiful Chavetz Chaim on this pasuk and based on this Rashi. Look at this. Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Boy ure'e, come and see. Ma bein refuah habor midei roifei kol boso. Come and see the difference between the refuah which is granted by the roifei kol boso by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lebein ben odom, a human doctor. Hamisrap el de roif ben odom. Etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ksiv ki ani Hashem roifecho." With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, I am Hashem, your healer, your doctor. Befei rofe, it's with a silent fe, with a soft fe, without a doggish in it. Ani Hashem roifecha. Keherifayin, it's merapi keherifayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals, sort of almost, he can do it instantaneously. Beli yagia v'om v'samim v'charifim, without a lot of effort and exertion and harsh medicine. Shalech Devor Vipraya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends his refuah. Loi kein v'bos v'dom. But that is not true with human medical intervention. Kasiv, because there, as it says in our Pasuk, V'rapay yirapay, with a hard pay, with a doggish in it. B'shtei pay in v'shneim b'doggish chozok. V'rapay yirapay. Kaloma, shetzorich lihisamitz v'lisasek b'refuah. You've got to engage in medical practice. V'lifomim gam benituchim v'lizman mushach. Sometimes Rachman Islam with operations and with for an extended period. V'lochein, and therefore, since the soft fe, ki ani Hashem roifecha, refers to Hashem's healing, and v'rapa yirapa refers to human healing, we daven for Hashem to heal us. And therefore, we refer to a silent, soft fe, refo'enu Hashem v'neirofe, because we've got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it directly, which can be clarifying immediately, without pain, without cost, etc. Hainu sherefua seinu tiyal de reife kol basu mafti lasis. That the refuah should come from direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through human means. Present company, of course, excluded, all doctors in the audience, but the idea is that if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's going to be a painless, hopefully a painless, it can be painless and without cost, etc. So therefore, the rape is referring to medical intervention, and the reife kol boso, ki ani Hashem reifecho, is referring to intervention from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we daven for. Okay. Right, let's move on. Very interesting ha'ara I saw from Rabbi Hartman. The pasuk says a little later, ki yignov ish shar eseh. A person, Parshas Mishpatim is replete with all the dinim mominus, with issues of financial matters and personal injury and theft and all of these sort of things. And the pasuk says, if a man steals shar eseh, an ox or a sheep, and he then goes and shechts it, or he sells it, if he is caught, he has to pay five times the value of the shor. So he stole a shor worth £1,000, he's got to pay back five times. And four times for the sheep that he stole. Now, the question is, why? Because the Gemara in Baba Kama gives two reasons. Why is there a discrepancy between the sheep and the shor? The sheep, the tzoyin, you pay four times, and the shor, the ox, you pay five times. So why? So says the Gemara in Baba Kama, Omer Rabbi Meir, Boi ure'ei kama gadol koich shashah melacha. Come and see the power of work. Shor shabitla mimelachtai, a shor that was unable to work because you stole it, Chamisha, you've got to pay more because there's more compensation. You've caused the lack of ability for this ox to do its work, and therefore you've got to pay five times the amount. Seh, shelo bitle mimelachtai, a seh, a sheep, is not a working animal. It just grazes in the field. Arba, you only have to pay four. That's Reb Meir's explanation. Second explanation, Om Reb Yechiv Min Zakai, Boi ure'ei kama godl kovod abriyas. The focus is not on the sort of the compensation needed or the loss caused, but rather kovat habrius, i.e., shor shehalach biraglav chamisha. When you stole the shor, you can't schlep a shor, an ox, on your back. It's too big. So you've got to walk it down the street. So there's no embarrassment. You've got to walk it down the street. Se sheh kival kaseifoi, you've got to take it on your shoulder. Arba, you only have to pay four. Because you've suffered embarrassment of walking down Golders Green Road with a sheep on your shoulder. And therefore, rather than paying five times the amount, you pay four times the amount. Now, here comes the question. At the end of the day, you caused yourself that embarrassment. If you broke into somebody's farm and you steal a sheep and you put it on your shoulders, and you walk away and you walk down the markets and through the streets and you're carrying somebody else's sheep to steal it, to take it to your farm, you cause yourself that embarrassment. So you can't suddenly, you know, declare that it's, hey, listen, you know, there's a mitigating factor here and therefore I should only pay four times the amount. Right? The example we've given before, but it's based on the Zohar al-Miriam, it's a bit of a shocking example, but it brings the point home. But imagine you have a fellow, a delinquent, who, Rahman al-Islam, he shoots his parents. And he's hauled in front of the judge. And as he's about to be sentenced, the judge says to him, do you have anything to say in mitigation to soften your sentence? And the guy sort of sweetly looks up to the judge and says, please have Rahmanis on me because I'm an orphan. Well, that's ridiculous. You made yourself into an orphan. So if you cause your own situation, you can't fall back on it. And I'll prove it to you because the Zohar al-Miriam, which is what the Chofetz Chaim wrote over 20 Sfarim. Most famous is Chofetz Chaim on Lashon Hara, then the Mishnah Berurah, of course. But he wrote many other Sfarim. One of them is called Zohar al-Miriam. Then, Perek Chaf Gimel, look what he says. He's talking about smoking. Now, this is astonishing because the Zohar al-Miriam was printed, the next year will be 100 years, in 1925. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Shechutz mizeh sheim azikim leguf kiyodua, amazing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, smoking is physically dangerous. In 1925, Oid garmim hezek l'nishmosu bebitl Torah. It's also going to cause damage because of bitl Torah. Now I imagine the Chofetz Chaim is talking about those roll-up cigarettes, you know, which take a lot of time. I mean, the other cigarettes, I guess you go to the shop and you buy them and there's a bit of Torah in that, yeah, I suppose. But you know, when you've got rolling cigarettes, you don't see it. You know, when I was younger, you saw it more. People put some tobacco in a bit of paper and they would roll it up and it was a whole geschäft, it was a whole business. And therefore there's a bit of Torah, especially if you're a yeshiva bocher, you're learning yeshiva, you're running out and you're doing it, etc. So says the Chofetz Chaim, aside from the physical dangers involved, you've also got the bit of Torah aspect of it. Okay, interesting. But what? But why can't the guy argue I'm addicted? Smoking is addictive, and therefore, okay, I shouldn't have started. But now you can't blame me because you know it's not my fault anymore. The Terence is who told you to start. You shouldn't have started, and therefore, this seems to prove my point. You can't use something which is self-imposed, which is self-caused, in mitigation in your defense. So why can you? The guy argue. Please have rachmanis, I should only pay four times the amount because I suffered the humiliation of walking down the street with the sheep on my shoulder. Well, you shouldn't have stolen it. It's good kasha. I could leave it here and let you think about it. But I'll put you out of your misery. But it's worth discussing at your Shabbos table. See if you get a good answer. But here's the answer. The answer is, you steal a shah, you steal an ox, you pay five times. You steal a sheep, you pay five times. Four times in money, one time in embarrassment. In other words, it's just a method of paying back. That's part of your punishment. You pay back, you are paying five times. It's not that your punishment has been discounted. You're paying back the full amount. It's just that four times is in financial, and one-fifth is through the humiliation that you suffered. That's how Rabbi Hartman answered this question. Okay, food for thought. Let's move on, because we're running out of time. Now, this is fascinating. A few days ago, there's some kids in school who are putting together this forum where students can put in to ask questions, and then amongst the rebbes and other people, we give answers. So a couple of questions came my way, which I've got to try and share Miss Hashem tomorrow. But these are the two questions that they've asked. Number one, is there an ideal of going to work besides earning parnasa? Interesting question. And second question, if we had enough money, should we learn Torah all day or should we contribute to society? Interesting questions. There is, of course, a flaw in the second question. The very question is flawed. If we had enough money, should we learn Torah day or should we contribute to society? From a Torah point of view, learning Torah is contributing to society. I think that's a misunderstanding in the question which needs clarification. But the concept is, you know, what actually happens if you earn a lot of money, you have a lot of money, or you know, should you spend your whole day learning, or is there other aspects contributing to society? Should you continue to work? What does Torah say about retirement? Which is fascinating. So those are the two questions that were put my way. And Baruch Hashem, it seems that this week's parsha deals with these questions very squarely. How so? Later in the parsha, the pasuk says, "V'sheish shonim tizreis atzerecha v'osaftis atfuis." It's talking about Shemitah. So for 6 years you work your land. V'hashviyis tishmetena, on the seventh year you leave it fallow. Now, I know a family who moved to Eretz Yisrael. They were very excited. The first Shemitah that they had in their apartment, they had in the front garden, they had a lemon tree. And they're very excited because now the fruit is Hefka. So he had a big crop of fruit, and it's like a very productive tree. And the Shemitah, so what he did was, when he was ready to harvest them, he picked them all, put them in a box, and he put them on like one of these plastic chairs, and he put them in the front drive, and on a big piece of cardboard he wrote Hefka. That's the mitzvah of the Torah. And the next morning he went to shul and he realized, he saw all the lemons had gone, the cardboard box had gone, And the chair had gone as well. So he's got to be a bit more careful next time. Yeah? So that's the Vesheshon in Tizra'i Zadzech, and Vosaf says, Tvos of Ashvi'is Tishmetena. Now, there's a very interesting das that came to me Bale Atesus. Vesheshon in Tizra, Itma, B'medrash, it's taught in a medrash, Afilu ein lo la'odom ele churva achas, even if a person only has one furrow in his field, Chayev l'ovda b'chol yom, he should work on that furrow, he should work on that small plantation every day. V'nir l'harav Moshe, it appears to Rav Moshe, one of the Bali Tosas, dafka b'Eretz Yisrael, that this applies in Eretz Yisrael, k'dei l'harbes hafroshes trumas u'maisus. Why should you be working a field? Because you're going to generally be involved in a mitzvah, you're going to be involved in being mafresh, trumas, and maestros. Now, there isn't time to do the whole of the Avos Rinasan, but I came across an article by Rabbi Frand who quotes someone called the Imre Shammai. The Imre Shammai is Rabbi Shammai Ginsburg, and he's got I looked up the Sefer, and let's go through what he says, just two paragraphs, very, very interesting. This is in the Imre Shammai in Ois Shin Yud Ches, Ein Odem Meis Elemetoich Batola. A person only dies through batala, through inaction. Look at this. V'sheishon im tizra'is artzecho. B'das sakeinu mi'bali atosus, one of the bali atosus, which is I just quoted. Mefarish v'sheishon im tizra'is artzecho b'medrash, da'filu einu l'odem l'churva achas b'toich ginoi chayev l'odem b'chol yom. Like we just said. V'nir l'arav Moshe, that's dafkin Eretz Yisrael, because you're involved in trumas and maestros. Hainu, sheishon im tizra, Zum mitzvah shechayv odem nizreh v'la'avoyit hasodeh b'Eretz Yisrael, that for 6 years you should work the land because that's a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. K'dei sheyitrim trumas u'maestros ki posuk zeh nemar rak on Eretz Yisrael sheyesh bo mitzvah shmita. Fine, says the Imre Shammai. Ulufi zeh, and therefore according to this, hod the issa b'avoster of nosim, that which it says in the avoster of nosim. Look at this. Im hoysen l'tia b'yodcha. You are in the middle, you're working in your garden, and you have a little sapling that you're about to plant. Va'omru lucha hari lucha ha-Moshiach. Moshiach has arrived. Boi v'natei es ha-natia. Carry on and go and plant this sapling. Va'achakach tse v'hagbiloi. And then go greet Moshiach. Finish off the plantation. Adkan. Efshe lefarish, one can explain. Ki yesh mitzvah l'ntoi b'Eretz Yisrael. There is a mitzvah to be involved in building the land of Eretz Yisrael, working it agriculturally. K'dei l'hafrish trumas u'maestros, u'mishum kach yesh lintoa lifnei kabbalas Moshiach, and therefore involve yourself in that oisik mitzvah, potam el mitzvah, as it were. You're involved in a mitzvah of planting Eretz Yisrael. Moshiach can wait. Ulo, ef shaloima, shegam b'chutz la'aretz chayv odem la'avodis kol yemei shavua. It applies in chutz la'aretz as well. We find a statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Mi she'ein lo melocha la'asos, someone who hasn't got work to do, ma yase, how should he spend his time? Im yesh lo chotzer chareva, if he has a derelict chotzer, a courtyard, a sode chareva, or a field that needs work, yelech v'yis'asek bo, go work on it. She'ne'mav she'eshes yom tavoid v'osisa kom lachtecho, because it says, go work for 6 days, and the seventh day, you can leave it fallow, but means go actively work for 6 days. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein Odem Meis Ela Metoich HaBatola, quoting another Avoster of Nosim, which is in the box above, that a person dies through inaction, by being bored. Kolom Kol Odem Chayev Lo Lichyos Chayev Batola, a person cannot be bored and just sort of do nothing. V'zenema Gam B'Chutz La'aretz, and that is true in Chutz La'aretz as well. So you see from this Imre Shammai a fascinating concept. You know, in the Western world, there's this concept of retirement. That you work till you're 60, till you're 65, it's increasing to 67, or whatever it is now. But the dream is that you can retire as soon as possible, and then the rest of your life, you can swing from the hammock and sip your pina colada and play golf or whatever it is. Now, maybe that's sort of the dream, but the reality is, after a day, you drive your wife mad, she'll drive you mad. It's a disaster. There needs to be action. There needs to be an ongoing preoccupation, and that's what the Imre Shammai is saying. There is an inherent importance about being busy, about being productive. Batola is dangerous, and therefore, when it comes back to the question, is there an ideal of going to work besides earning parnasa? And if we had enough money, should we learn all day, or should we, contribute to society in some other form or shape? you know, it really goes back to the question, what is the tachlis of life? The tachlis of life is living a life of Torah and mitzvahs. We're going through this corridor called Olam Hazeh to try and accrue as many zechuyos to earn the eternal schar in Olam Haba. Now, people have different roles in life. There are some yizachos and there is zvulun. People have different roles. For some, they have the privilege of sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and learning, or that's great. For others, they have different roles. And a person's got to be very self-aware and not, you know, figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them, etc. And learning Torah is certainly contributing to society, etc. But work can be very noble, and it should be very noble. You know, aside from supporting a family, and which is an obligation in the Ksuba, and giving tzedakah, and etc. Then, and similar to what the Rambam we saw in the first year, that's part of the Avodas Hashem. It depends what your mindset is. Being mefarnes other people in terms of your wife or kids or whoever it may be, that's also a very noble cause. But and aside from that, there's working in the wider workplace, the opportunities of Kiddush Hashem and being an Or LaGoyim, etc., etc. But aside from all of that, the very concept of being busy and productive and batola and avoiding batola is critical. Now, it doesn't mean to say that you can't swing from a hammock from time to time and sip pina colada or go play golf or whatever it is. That also can be part of Avodas Hashem, like we saw in the first year, if it's to recharge the batteries, etc. But and it doesn't have to be paid work. It can be volunteering. It can be 1,000 things. But inaction, and we saw it in COVID. We saw it in COVID. If a person is in boredom and batola is dangerous, and it's really a chazal. Ein odem meis ele mitecha batola. It's deadly. Astonishing. So that's a very interesting observation of the Imre Shammai, that concept of Shei Shonim Tizra Satecha not only could apply in Eretz Yisrael, like the Dasa Kenim Bala Tosu says, but even possibly outside of Chutz Laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, because there's a general importance of being busy and productive. So there we have it. Three ideas for tonight's Parsha Shir. The first is that Chovetz Chaim from Verapa Yirapeh, that the Gemara Baba Kama says, Mikan Shintim Shus L'Rei for the Rapos, and the Chovetz Chaim, they're talking about the difference between the Rei for Kalboso, the medication coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that of human medical intervention. And then the concept of crime doesn't pay, that how come if you steal the sheep you pay 4 and the shur you pay 5, but because it's embarrassing to schlep the sheep on your shoulders, but you brought it upon yourself. So how to deal with that question, like we discussed. And lastly, that very beautiful idea of the Imre Shammai, the important, when it's talking about Shmita, the end of the parasha, the importance of being busy and productive.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.